Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 53 verses 10 through 12. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great. You are a hardened criminal. For as long as you can remember, you have been in trouble with the law. When the authorities finally apprehend you, they charge you with society's worst imaginable crimes and drag you to court. You stand with your court-appointed attorney in front of the judge. Over the next 12 hours, the prosecution presents witness after witness and produces evidence after evidence. Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you are guilty. The judge sentences you to 10 consecutive life sentences with no possibility of parole. Just as the judge is about to close the case, your attorney speaks up. "Your Honor," he says, "I am willing to take responsibility for this person's crimes. I will assume his guilt. I will accept the consequences. I will satisfy the sentence." "Very well," the judge responds. "I will allow it. The accused is free to go." You can't believe your ears. This is great. As great as this news would be, the good news of what Jesus has done for us is even greater. We fall short of God's approval. He has his limits, and we continually cross the line. He has his demands, and we keep missing the mark. There is no such thing as a misdemeanor in God's courtroom. If we break one law, we are guilty of breaking them all. It's a death sentence, hell without parole. But Jesus is our God-appointed attorney, and since he could not argue our innocence, he stepped in and assumed our guilt. When he went to the cross, he suffered our punishment. With his dying breath, Jesus satisfied God's sentence against us. By raising Jesus from the dead, God drives away all doubt for the sake of Jesus. We are forgiven. We are free. Isn't Jesus great? Dearest Jesus, thank you for being my great Redeemer, for suffering my sentence, and setting me free. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.